to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock from Radio Ghana in Accra. Here's Mercy Sowa with the news. In the headlines, new guidelines for computerized school selection and placement system out. CPP Congress in danger. Minister of Environment calls for adoption of new technologies for alternative sources of energy. Workshop on sustainable marriage underway in Accra. MP Fasawasi escapes death. Indian Prime Minister due in Bangladesh to sign key border and trade agreements. And football, Ghana loses to Brazil in international friendly.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
The Ghana Education Service has announced guidelines for this year's computerized school selection and placement system. This has become necessary as a result of a directive by President Mills for the GES to consider the 30% catchment area allocation during the exercise. At a media briefing in Accra, the Acting Director General of the GES, Charles Aheto Chega, said the qualification for the 30% catchment area allocation will be the minimum pass mark of aggregate 30. He noted that the total raw scores of 6 subjects were used instead of grades of each candidate and called on parents as well as government functionaries to refrain from mounting pressure on officials of the GES. Olivia Mwadanso and Victoria Haji were at the briefing for Radio Ghana.
The Computerized School Selection and Placement System, CSSPS, is in its 7th year of operation. The CSSPS replaced the manual system of selection and placement into second cycle schools. Mr. Chega said the 2011 BEC candidates who obtained up to aggregate 30 and wish to attend school in the catchment area had to list the names of all senior high schools or technical and vocational institutes in their areas at the back of the CSSPS forms. Candidates would then be placed in one of the schools listed, depending upon the raw scores obtained and available vacancies as well as programs.
For the 2011 edition of the CSSPS, the following guidelines were used in the selection and placement process. 1. Selection based on 6 subjects. The number of subjects for selection into senior high school is 6, and this comprises core subjects and 2 other best electives of the candidate. For technical institutes, the subjects are English language, mathematics, integrated science, basic design and technology, and 2 other best elective subjects. The computerized system will use the total process raw scores of 6 subjects instead of grades of each candidate for the selection. Under the CSSPS, candidates are free to select 6 schools from any number of regions prepared. This is possible because all selection and placement of candidates will be done by the computer in one location.
He said efforts have been made by the GES to address challenges like wrong choice of school codes and gender that affect the smooth placement of qualified candidates. Mr. Chega had this advice for all prospective senior high school students.
Each successful candidate is required to print out his or her placement form from the internet using a GES scratch card at a cost of 4 Ghana cedis only. The printout form will then be presented to the senior high school for admission.
Mr. Chega cautioned parents, guardians and government functionaries to desist from mounting pressure on GES officials and school heads, since no admission outside the CSSPS would be entertained.
Olivia Mwadanso and Victoria Ahaji's report. The Gomoa West District Assembly has constructed 48 school blocks under President John Atta Mills' administration to replace schools operating under trees. The MP for Gomoa West, Francis Arthur, announced this at the closing ceremony of the 12-day celebration of the annual Peace Festival of the Muzama Disco Christo Church at Muzanu near Agona Swedri in the central region. He said dormitory blocks are also being constructed for students of the Muzano Community Senior High School and the Durampong Senior High Technical School. Ms. Asa said unprecedented provisional school infrastructure nationwide attests to the importance President Knowles attaches to education and advised parents to support his administration by enrolling their children in school. The district chief executive, Theophilus Edumensa, appealed to the church to resolve the leadership impasse to ensure that all those who are threatened to break away rescind their decision. Ms. Edumensa said the MDCC is a legacy from a citizen of the area who founded the church. Therefore, the assembly and chiefs will not allow it to disintegrate. He expressed concern about the church spending huge sums of money on litigation at the expense of development, saying a way must be found to stop it. The Amangini of Gumwajumaku of Brentong Nyanfo Krampa pledged to resolve the impasse within 3 months. He announced the setting up of a committee under the chairmanship of Justice K.B. Ampia, a retired Supreme Court judge, to resolve the issue. A 5-day workshop on cross-cultural marriage and ideal families as cornerstone for world peace is opened in Accra with a call on Ghanaians to seek divine direction in every aspect of life. The Secretary General of the Universal Peace Federation, Mrs. Helen Osei, who made the call, said the purpose of man on earth has been disillusioned. There's the need, therefore, to project the fundamental truth for people to know who they are. Mrs. Osei said there's no peace on earth because human beings have not made God the center of their priorities. People are chasing material wealth and have made the divine creator secondary in their lives. Mrs. Osei said religion has a solution to every problem, but it has to be understood and implemented properly in life. She said one basic challenge facing society is the problem of the family, adding that if the family is ideal, it will transcend the whole society. In a message, the founder of the Universal Peace Foundation, Reverend Dr. Sun Myung-Moon, said the core of the foundation's work is to create peace by breaking down barriers between races, religions, and nations by developing interfaith partnerships. The Ministry of Environment, Science and Technology says it will collaborate with research institutions, academia and corporate bodies to develop and promote alternative energy sources for industrial and commercial use. The sector minister, Sherry Aiti, said developing technologies for clean and renewable energy such as large-scale solar, wind, biogas and biofuel energy production is critical to reducing the nation's overdependence on hydro sources for its energy needs. It will also help to limit greenhouse gas emissions from fossil fuels, which are destructive to the environment. This is contained in a speech read for her at the opening of a 3-day workshop on the development of second-generation biofuels in Kumasi. The workshop aims at bringing together policymakers, academia, and personnel in industry to deliberate on the promotion of second-generation biofuels and share research experiences. Ms. Aite noted that energy generated from hydro sources has greatly been hampered by climatic change, leading to fluctuation in water levels of the Akonsombo and Pong dams and occasional power rationing. She said it's imperative that the nation invest in improving biofuel research capacity to enhance energy security. Madam Aite said it's time the nation mobilized resources to develop the human capital and technology, particularly in the energy sector, for sustainable development. The extraordinary National Delegates Congress of the CPP, slated for the 9th and 10th of this month in Accra, is in danger as the party faces imminent court injunction to restrain national executives from conducting the Congress. Reports reaching Radio Ghana say leading personalities and pressure groups close to the camp of an aspiring flag bearer have declared the intention to take legal action against the organizers of the event. Here's a news desk report.
The party initially faced April 29 and 30 for the Congress, but it was postponed to May 27 to 29 and later rescheduled for June ending, mainly due to operational hiccups and organizational challenges. Since June, the date of the Congress has been postponed averagely on monthly basis until the Central Committee finally confirmed September 9 and 10 as the definitive dates for the Congress. The uncertainty surrounding the dates for the Congress has created anxious moments among CPP aspirants and a large section of the rank and file of the party, as the regular postponement and change of venue from Takrady to Accra has made it difficult for serious campaigning. An eminent member of the Central Committee of the party, who claimed anonymity, said apart from the threat of court injunction, the party is also constrained by financial difficulties, as party barons and godfathers have failed to roll in the needed funds for Congress. He explained that the party needs enough funds to pay for the Congress venue, logistics, accommodation and feeding for the about 2,300 delegates, transportation and other contingency services. The eminent member of the Central Committee said unfortunately, leading political figures within the party, especially those with presidential ambitions, are rather using their resources to project themselves across the length and breadth of the country, whilst the party famished to death. He said in spite of these obstacles, the Central Committee is committed to upholding the party's principles, adding that it will prevent any corrupt electoral processes to produce a leader who may lack the legitimacy, respect or moral authority to lead the nation.
That was a news desk report. The chief priest of the Kukufri Shrine at Mwasin, Nana Kofi Drobo, has commended government for its developmental efforts across the country, especially in the Winchi municipality. Nana Drobo, who is one of the most influential and respected traditional priests in Winchi area, pledged his support to the powers that be in their efforts to improve the socioeconomic status of the people, particularly those in the Nwasi area. He made the commendation at a rally at the forecourt of his palace. Emmanuel Mensah Blodo was at the rally and sent this report.
Among those who graced the occasion were members of NDC Council of Elders from Winchi, Metropolitan and Municipal District Chief Executive, and Sambunahafu Regional Executives of the NDC, led by the party chairman Opoku Atwahene. Nana Drobo observed that though he is a sympathizer of the NDC, his position as a spiritual and opinion leader of the Nwasi community does not allow him to do partisan politics. The traditional priest emphasized that his doors are open to people from all political and religious persuasions. Nana Drobo equally praised the MCE for Winchi, Nana Yawose Ejei, for his good work and ensued him as the Epitahene of Nwasi. The Bunahafu regional chairman of the NDC, Opoku Atwahene, announced that the NDC government's Better Ghana agenda is on course, and that with the support of religious and traditional leaders as well as the masses, the agenda will be prosecuted to its logical conclusion. The MCE for Winchi, Nana Osei Ejei, thanked Nana Drobo for recognizing his developmental efforts and installing him as Apejahene of Nwasi. The NCE mentioned a number of development projects the NDC administration has undertaken in the municipality, especially the area of educational infrastructure. Nana Osei Ejei said in spite of the developmental strides, the Winchi Municipal Assembly has made its adversaries and that of NDC are always criticizing him and the party. The MCE therefore asked NDC supporters and sympathizers not to waver but remain resolute for the party to win the 2012 elections.
Emmanuel Mensah Ablodo's report. The Western Regional Youth Wing of the NPP has refuted allegations that members of the party in the region are against the government acquiring the $3 billion Chinese loan for national development. Addressing a press conference in Takrady, the regional NPP youth organizer Abdul Ghani Mohammed said the party and its parliamentarians rejected the loan facility because its terms and conditions are not in the best interest of the country. He said the party did not oppose the loan facility but rather raised very pertinent issues which are important in the overall interests of the country. Mr. Mohammed indicated that the diligence of the NPP minority in parliament helped the country to save over $112 million and stressed that the diligence of the NPP parliamentarians led the Speaker of Parliament to order an amendment of the loan facility. A suggestion has been made for the establishment of a consortium of chiefs from the northern region to advocate development in the area. A leading member of the CPP, Dr. Abu Sakara, made the suggestion at a workshop for chiefs and opinion leaders in Tamale. Saka Mohammed has the rest of the story.
The workshop was aimed at equipping the traditional rulers with skills in their roles in the development of the north. The ceremony was organized by Choice Ghana and supported by Pawarachin both NGOs. Among the topics discussed was the falling standard of education in the world. Dr. Sakara, who spoke on the role of chiefs in development, said it is time for chiefs in the area to lobby for development programs for their people. Dr. Sakara also suggested that land should not just be released to foreign investors. Demand that traditional authorities and the people as a whole should have shares in such companies. He said as traditional authorities, they have opportunities around them that could be turned into wealth for their people. Dr. Sakara noted that the area has many water resources such as the white and black water, the OT and Dakar, which could have been used to irrigate the land for all year-round farming. He added that land management is critical in modern-day economic development, and this was protected by custodians of the land. He expressed concern about the breakdown of the social system in most communities in the area, and asked traditional authorities to help restore the system. The Lepohura MND Jawula said the role of traditional in pre- and post-colonial era cannot be underestimated. He said the information for the Atlantic Confederation and the signing of other treaties between Europeans and traditional authorities paved the way for the independence of the country. He said if traditional authorities are supported, they can reduce crime in the country because they live with the people and sometimes settle disputes between and among people. The district chief executive for East Gonja, Alas Mumuni, expressed concern about the falling standards of education in the area. He attributed the problem to the lack of parental care, teacher refusing postings, and teacher absenteeism. He said only 90% of pupils who sat for the 2010 and 2011 DSE passed and called for a collective effort from all the stakeholders to achieve quality education for the people in the East Gonja district. From Tamale, I'm Saka Mohammed, reporting for Radio Ghana.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: new guidelines for computerized school selection and placement system out. CPP Congress in danger. Minister of Environment calls for adoption of new technologies for alternative sources of energy. Workshop on sustainable marriage underway in Accra. MP for Asawase escapes death. Indian Prime Minister due in Bangladesh to sign key border and trade agreements. And football: Ghana loses to Brazil in international friendly. Do stay with us.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
Welcome back. The Minister of Information, John Tia Akologo, has appealed to the Ghana Journalist Association, GJA, to consider including Best Media House, especially the print media, in its annual awards. As he noted, will help bring decency into the media landscape. Mr. Akologo made the call when the executive of GJA paid a visit to brief him on the 2011 Journalist Awards. He said the way some journalists portray themselves as politicians through their reportage is not good for democratic consolidation. Here's a report by Yaya Kwamwa.
The Minister of Information, John Yakolgo, cautioned journalists to be mindful of the stories they churn out without proper investigation and due diligence. The practice, he noted, has the propensity to negatively affect the watchdog role of the media. He challenged those who peddle falsehood to destroy politicians to stop because it will not make them, it will not take them anywhere.
They should award the best print house, the best electronic house, because this is where the standards and other things come as a whole. They should monitor till the end of the year the newspaper house that has conducted itself professionally, that has met the standard criteria and so on, and award them. Then you see all other papers who want to fall in line. It's not like maybe suppressing anything, but it's getting you to remain focused and be ethical about your work.
Mr. Kolgo said government has demonstrated its commitment towards the passage of the Freedom of Information Bill into law. According to him, the bill has been approved by cabinet and has now been taken to parliament for debate and approval. He hinted that government is working towards the broadcasting law and expressed the hope that as soon as parliament resumes, it will be presented before it. it will be presented for its consideration. He also announced that the Forms Classification Bill has also been finalized by the Attorney General's Department.
The draft bill has been revised by a consultant appointed by the World Bank, and they have submitted their report to me. We are just studying it. We will also complete our study and then submit it to Cabinet for their consideration. I'm hopeful that when Parliament resumes in October, before they arrive.
The Minister of Information, John Tia Kologo, the moderator of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, the Right Reverend Professor Emmanuel Marty, has advised politicians not to be afraid to condemn homosexuality and same-sex marriages. Professor Marty said it's high time people in positions of leadership openly declare their displeasure at the practice and the attempt to legalize immoral acts. These were contained in a communique issued at the end of the 11th General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church in Abetifi. Linda Goji has filed this report.
The communique emphasized the need to facilitate the growth agenda of the nation. Reverend Professor Marty described as unfortunate and unacceptable how some foreign development partners premise economic assistance on the country's stance on homosexuality. He said the recent news of the upsurge of the practice should be a source of worry to the leaders of the nation. He advised them to be firm and bold to declare their stance.
What are you afraid of? You must say what you believe. And any politician who is scared to say whether or not he or she supports homosexuality, then it's not a person to lead our nation. We want people of integrity whose yea will be yea and whose nay will be nay. This is what the Christian community, we are saying. The Bible is unequivocal about homosexuality. You know, it's an abomination.
The moderator of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, Right Reverend Professor Emmanuel Marty, in that report by Linda Goji. Government has been urged to involve chiefs when issuing licenses to mining companies which operate in communities. This will enable the chiefs to monitor activities of chainsaw operators and illegal miners that contaminate water bodies and destroy natural resources. The chief of Adan Krohon, Osabema Sapon Kumankuma, said this at the opening of this year's National Forest Forum in Accra. Ivona Sariofe reports.
The National Forest Forum is a culmination of several community and district forest fora which have been taking place across the country under the government's initiative for rights and accountability in forest management. The forum brought together stakeholders in the sector, civil society organizations, and government representatives across the country. It will serve as a platform for sharing experiences, brainstorming, and fashioning out strategies which will enhance forest sector governance. The coordinator of the Forest Watch Ghana, Kingsley Bequin Ansah, explained that the government's initiative for rights and accountability in forest management is a four-year EU-funded project which aims to develop practices, skills and dialogue structures for increased transparency and accountability of resource management.
Ivona Sariofe reporting. Government has pledged not to relent in its efforts in achieving the MDGs on water and sanitation. It has therefore decided on a target of 85% instead of the 76% required by the MDG. In a message delivered at the opening ceremony of the Third Ghana Water Forum in Accra, President John Atanos noted that it's the policy of government to ensure that all Ghanaians have access to good drinking water and adequate sanitation. Here's a report by Rosalind Boateena Jagbliagu.
The President, John Evans Atta-Mills, said considering the importance of water, it is prudent to maximize the health benefits of water supply by providing appropriate toilet facilities for the home. He advised the public to always wash their hands regularly to avoid communicable diseases in the country. President Mills said, in a bid to attain the national 85% target, government has launched an initiative to provide boreholes fitted with hand pumps for people in remote communities, adding that his administration is in the process of implementing the Sanitation and Water for All project.
A report by Rosalind Boateena Jagbliagbo. The MP for Asawase, Mohamed Mubarak Muntaka, was yesterday involved in a motor accident at Ankasi near Inyinim on the Accra Kumasi Highway. His vehicle collided with a water tank at about 8:40 a.m. Mr. Muntaka, who was with three other occupants, was returning from Kumasi to enable him to chair the Parliamentary Select Committee on Health meeting scheduled for today. Reports say he suffered severe injuries and was subsequently rushed to the Kufodia Government Hospital in an unconscious state. Briefing media men at the hospital, Mr. Muntaka said the tanker ran into his vehicle after a failed attempt to overtake another vehicle, and in the process, his vehicle somersaulted. He's in a stable condition and the other occupant escaped unhurt. The vehicle has since been towed to the Kufodia MTTE office while the police are conducting further investigations into the accident. The news continues after the break.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
Welcome back. The trial of former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has been adjourned until tomorrow. During the third session of the trial, his sons, the former interior minister and six top police officers, were all charged with involvement in the killing of protesters in February's uprising. Three witnesses, however, denied the early statements that the interior ministry gave orders to open fire on demonstrators. Mubarak is charged with authorizing lethal force against protesters to crush the uprising in February but put an end to his 30-year rule. The Indian Prime Minister Mamoon Singh is due in Bangladesh on a visit during which the two countries are expected to sign key border and trade agreements. Mamoon Singh's trip is the first bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Bangladesh in 12 years. However, an agreement on sharing the Teesta River water appears unlikely. On Sunday, the Chief Minister of India's West Bengal state, Mamata Banerjee, pulled out of the visit amid reports that she was unhappy over the deal. A 44th-minute strike from Brazilian star Leandro Damiad gave the South American nation a 1-0 victory over the Black Stars in an international friendly game in London last night. The Stars were also reduced to 10 men following a red card on defender Daniel Opari after a cynical tackle on Brazilian player Lucio. Black Stars goalkeeper Adam Corassi scored full marks after pulling off some great saves to deny Ronaldinho from increasing the tally. This is a Stars' second visit under coach Goran Stevanovic. The first was another international friendly against South Korea. To end the news, the main points again. The CPP Congress slated for the 9th to 10th of this month in Accra is in danger as the party faces imminent court injunctions. Reports say some leading members of the party have declared their intention to take legal action against organizers of the event. And Ghana yesterday lost to Brazil after a 44th-minute strike from Brazilian star Leandro Damiad would give the South American nation a 1-0 victory over their Ghanaian counterparts in London last night. The news was presented by Mercy Sua in Accra.